have passed so quickly by since we lived on the farm. Life now seems so simple then, as I look back through time. Mum and Dad have passed on since we've moved to things anew, but among my fondest memories are the times I spent with Blue. Bluey was a cattle dog there on the farm back then. He'd follow me most anywhere I'd go and back again. The bush had certain dangers where snakes and dingoes hide. As a boy I'd never worry when Blue was by my side. Bluey the cattle dog, I had no better friend. And if danger ever threatened, he'd defend me to the end. He'd chase away those dingo packs and snakes he'd kill back then. Bluey, my old cattle dog, I had no better friend. Our front gate was a mile away, the can of cream we'd take on the horse and sled with Dad for the carrier to the gate. A king brown snake appeared ahead and the horse was hard to check, but Bluey moved and grabbed the snake and shook him by the neck. The battle raged on for some time, the snake struck out at Blue, and while Blue triumphed in the end, he was bitten badly too. We nursed him well into the night, but when the morning came, Blue had sadly passed away beneath my window pane. We buried him across the gully near a gum tree on the rise, and placed a little wooden cross to show just where he lies. No more to muster cattle with the horse I used to ride, or go walking through the bushland with Bluey by my side. Bluey the cattle dog, I had no better friend. And if danger ever threatened, he'd defend me to the end. He'd chase away those dingo packs and snakes he'd kill back then. Bluey, my old cattle dog, I had no better friend. Bluey, my old cattle dog, I had no better friend.